USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The attorney for the family of George Floyd says the eyes of the world are on this case.
All the world is watching. All the world is watching. All the world is watching.
Speaking at the site where Floyd died, Benjamin Crum says Floyd's death will lead to change and fight that begins now. As states continue to slowly and safely reopen under CDC guidelines, Republican Governor of Florida Ron DeSantis says Florida is ready for Phase 2. That will happen Friday, excluding Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Now, as far as hosting the Republican National Convention, DeSantis is welcoming the idea.
My view would be it should be a default yes, and then as we get closer, you can make determinations about how you do it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
New York City Police Chief Terry Moynihan says anarchists are trying to hijack protests over the death of George Floyd. Moynihan telling NBC's Today Show,
various different groups of anarchists have been out trying to push their agenda out there to hijack the movement to cause nothing but chaos.
There were roughly 300 arrests on Tuesday night for looting and rioting, but things are a lot calmer in New York City than they have been in previous nights. Former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says he never would have signed off on the fourth and final FISA warrant application targeting Trump campaign associate Carter Page if he knew then what he knows now.
Whenever agents or prosecutors make serious mistakes, the Department of Justice needs to take remedial action. And if existing policies fall short, those policies need to be changed.
That hearing continuing on Capitol Hill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez is honoring two men after they took part in Sunday's peaceful protest in downtown Miami and also helped prevent looting of a local CVS drugstore. Mayor Jimenez joins Fox News and shares what's different down in his community.
Well, the difference is that we're embedded in the community, and the community here does not want to see what's happened in Minneapolis and those other cities. And so when we have outsiders here, we know that they're here. We also have a strict parameters and borders, and we will protect your right to protest, but we will not protect your right to ransack and loot and set buildings on fire and put lives in danger.
There's a new and easy way to clean up your act on a social media platform. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Facebook releasing a new feature this week. It gives users an easy way to clean up older posts on their profiles, either by archiving them so that only the author can see them, or by deleting them altogether. The feature called Manage Activity makes it easier for users to delete or hide many posts at once. Manage Activity will also allow them to view and reorganize posts, filtering them by date, the type of post, tagged individuals, and other categories. Until now, getting rid of those on Facebook has meant either trawling back through up to 16 years' worth of posts on your profile or your activity log and then deleting them one by one.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.